You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Nick Evans. In Reynoldsburg, city officials and the police union have reached an agreement in principle for a new civilian review board. The 9-member panel will be tasked primarily with cases of discrimination, but the members can launch investigations of use of force incidents. The board will also have subpoena power, but it's somewhat limited. The same police union is about to enter contract negotiations with the city of Columbus, whose leaders have made a civilian review board of their own the top priority. A working group in charge of crafting that review board meets for the first time tonight. I'm joined by Jeff Simpson, Executive Vice President of the Fraternal Order of Police, Capital City Lodge 9. He helped work on the deal with Reynoldsburg. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good, Nick. Thanks for having me.
So, in the past, the union hasn't always been receptive to this level of oversight. What aspects of this model make you feel more comfortable?
To correct that, to be quite honest with you, the union's never been approached with civilian review boards. This is kind of a flashpoint issue that's surfacing, kind of like when body cameras came up. But I wouldn't say it's entirely accurate that we've been resistant to civilian review boards. We want to make sure that even though we can't control it, that there were people that were that appeared non-biased. I liked about this one is actually the four wards were represented within Reynoldsburg, so that was good.
There seem to be some opportunities for frustrating conclusions. The legislation lays out 6 potential outcomes which might lead to deadlock, and the board can't write discipline recommendations. What do you say to those who think this doesn't go far enough?
I think we've got to be very careful and have a common sense approach to anybody can look at the policies of a police department, how they work within the community, how they feel they don't work within the community. And I use this example, if you had a group of electricians that wired a building and that building did not work properly, and it was a $1 million contract and led to catastrophic failure or problems within their work product, would you call in a bunch of plumbers to oversight and issue discipline on the electricians? I think that you have to be very careful when you're recommending discipline for someone that has never worn a badge or is not professionally involved directly in that career. I think when you start to do things like that, not only does it infringe upon the collective bargaining process, but it also infringes upon just common sense of people actually making a binding decision.
Relations have been tense between the union and Columbus officials. Do you see this Reynoldsburg model as a potential way forward?
I want to answer your question as directly as possible. I can tell you this, in good faith, like I said, a kind of a flashpoint issue, the same thing with body cameras. A flashpoint issue happened in another state. It trickled over across the United States, and now the vast majority of police departments wear body cameras. Capital City Lodge Number 9 was one of the first to lead the way in those discussions. We negotiated with the City of Columbus in relatively short time without the use of a third party. I didn't have to go to fact-finding. I came up with a straight agreement and got it done. I'm happy about what we're doing in Reynoldsburg. It's good. I have no idea what the mayor, Ginther, and his play and his politics are. Like I said, I answered your first question that we've seen that we've been resistant is a word that he uses. I'm not quite sure. Maybe he needs a boogeyman or a scapegoat for his own failures, but certainly not on the backs of the Fraternal Order Police. And we're always willing to talk about these types of issues. And certainly it helps, as in Reynoldsburg, where I have a clear proposal in front of me and transparency to actually sit down with the other side and talk about. It's kind of a radical concept.
That was Jeff Simpson, Executive Vice President of the Fraternal Order of Police, Capital City Lodge 9. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.